Okay, so the issue here is that you have an employment visa that's going to expire a little bit later on this year, that you're seeking to get an extension for, and at the same time you're juggling the prospect of a new employer and are seeking to understand the best way to promulgate an application to the Immigration Department to pursue that new employment, particularly given the impending expiry of your current employment visa. So I'll just break it down into the two logical segments for you, and let's not get too worried about whether it's an online application or an offline application, because an online application, in a sense, only commences the process. It doesn't actually deal with it definitively for you. Firstly, you can only make an application to extend an employment visa within 30 days of its current expiry date, unless you've got extensive plans for travel, which will mean that you will not be physically present in Hong Kong in the 30-day run-up to your expiry date. So given that you've got an expiry date in this instance of August, and that we're only in April, there is really very little possibility the Immigration Department are going to entertain an application for an extension to your employment visa sponsored by your current employer in any event. So perhaps we can just park that and then turn our attention to the aspect of changing your employer and at the same time getting an extension of stay at the point where the Immigration Department complete your application to change your sponsorship, which is a change of employer application, albeit in another name. So, in essence, what you would do is you'd put your application into the Immigration Department, that's the fifth floor, seeking to change your employer, without without your current employer needing to be part of this process. So, the way it works is you compile your application as though it's a completely new employment visa application. You can get all the details from our website, about how to go about doing that. Make an appointment and take your passport and form ID 91 and ID 990B down to the Immigration Department, fifth floor residence section, and file that application. Where you, at the point of putting the application in, the immigration officer will have a quick glance through the documents to make sure that any mission critical documents for him to be able to receive the application are indeed present. And if he's happy that everything that he needs to be in a position to receive the application, he will then indeed accept the application and then give you a card with a file reference number, denoting that the Immigration Department will contact you by letter subsequently. And then for this purposes, that stage of the project is complete. So you then go away and you carry on doing the work that you're doing for your present employer. And during the currency of the application, the Immigration Department will then write to you seeking certain further and better particulars in relation to the employment. And also, you will then get a kind of a signal from them that they are positively minded to approve your application. And the signal that comes from them, of course, without any engagement on their part, is they will request what we've couched as a bye-bye letter. And that bye-bye letter, so to speak, is correspondence between you and your current employer, which speaks to your final date of employment with them, so that the Immigration Department, upon receipt of that bye-bye letter, can then denote exactly when the new sponsorship under the auspices of your new proposed employer can commence. So the signal that you then get from the Immigration Department is a signal that you need to hand in your resignation to your current employer and go through the formal employment termination processes with them. Supply a copy of that bye-bye letter correspondence to the Immigration Department so that they know when they approve your application, the date from which your new sponsorship can commence. And then you'll find a couple of weeks or perhaps 10 days or so after you've submitted all the documents requested in that second submission along with the bye-bye letter, you'll get a letter from the Immigration Department denoting that your new application has been approved and that you need to present at the Immigration Department with your passport once again, whereupon they will endorse your passport with an extended limit of stay, and in their internal records it will denote that your new employer is in fact your new sponsor from the date of termination of your old employment and the uptake of the employment of your new job. So that's kind of about the shape of it really. Two separate challenges. Both are very commonly experienced in the Immigration Department, and there's nothing special in your circumstances, all things considered. So you should be able to go into it expecting it to be pretty routine, I would suggest. Okay, I hope you found that useful.